Coming up on AEA Amplified, Smart Sky Network CEO, Dave Helfgott.
From the Aircraft Electronics Association, this is AEA Amplified, a podcast for aviation's technology experts, with your host, Jeff Hill.
Hello, aviation friends. Welcome back to another episode of AEA Amplified, sponsored by Avionics News. It's the AEA's monthly magazine, available in print, online, and mobile apps for iOS and Android devices. I'm your host, Jeff Hill, and today is March the 6th, 2024, and so we are only a few days away from the start of the 67th annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show, and that is going to take place March the 19th through the 22nd. It is going to be at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas, Texas. So here to help us preview the show we have with us is Dave Helfgott. He is the Chief Executive Officer for Smart Sky Networks, and that, of course, is an AEA member company since 2014. So, Dave, thanks so much for hopping on here and visiting with us today. I know we've got a lot of ground to cover, but if we could first begin, just let me ask you a little bit about your aviation career and just you know, how you got started in the business and how you eventually became CEO of Smart Sky.
Jeff, thank you very much. Wow, let's see. My career path into aviation actually came through communications. I started in satellite communications in my career and then moved to both commercial and government satellite and wireless communications for mobile platforms. That was sea, air, and land. I worked for both large satellite operators and for network service integrators and equipment manufacturers. So I've had a good look at the problem from a lot of different points of view. Most recently, I came to Smart Sky after we sold a company I was at previously that created what are called phased array antennas or electronically steered antennas for satellite communications to things like aircraft. So I've had probably 10 to 12 years of experience in how do you communicate effectively to aircraft.
That's awesome. Quite a story, quite a career path. If you can also just take me back to the beginning of the company. I'm curious to know how did Smart Sky get started?
Yeah, it's a great story. I actually joined a little over 3 years ago. The company is almost 10 years old. It started when a group of aviation professionals who worked with a aircraft management company were frustrated with the available options for connectivity. And these were on smaller aircraft, but it applied to large like Gulfstream or Falcon aircraft, all the way down to turboprops. And they really didn't have good solutions. They had compromised solutions, which were either very expensive or heavy or just weren't very consistently high quality. And so they started investigating different ways that they might be able to get around that problem. They ended up working with and meeting with a wireless executive, and they had the idea of going after a certain chunk of the spectrum that wasn't being used for air-to-ground. It took probably 5 or 6 years to get the research and developments and the regulatory environment correct around it. And then after that, a build out of a nationwide network. I joined just as we were getting ready to deploy the latest version of our technology across our network. And so the background was sort of a hybrid between aviation and wireless, sort of a perfect marriage.
And what would you say sets Smart Sky apart from other in-flight connectivity providers?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise out there. I'll start with that. But when you peel it all back, there's really only two ways to communicate to an aircraft, either beyond line of sight, which is a satellite, or line of sight, which is air to ground, point to point, if you will. And there are options in both camps. There's not really a perfect solution from either because they do some things well or other things not as well. What SmartSky was able to do is study the existing state of the market and come up with a technology that's solved the problem as opposed to just throwing bandwidth in the air or using, for example, a satellite for multiple dissimilar purposes like maritime, consumer broadband, and aviation. It's a very much an aviation specific network. The idea is to build a consistent high quality experience across the United States, whether you're in dense urban areas or in rural areas. And so that required a lot of work. What we do better than anybody is that consistency, as well as very, very low latency. I'll explain why that's important in a moment. as well as getting a lot of bandwidth off the aircraft, not just bandwidth to the aircraft. And why is that important? Well, if you're just streaming videos from Netflix onto your commercial aircraft, you don't really need a lot of sophistication. It's pretty easy to do. Satellites are very good at broadcast. If you want to do something real time that requires interactivity, like a video teleconference or cloud computing or anything like that, you need extremely low latency, not just quote unquote low latency, and you need really good bandwidth off the aircraft to keep that data link symmetrical. That's what we do better. So if your focus is on that type of connectivity and communications, as you see in many or most business aviation aircraft and government aircraft, for example, we're definitely the best solution.
And I know you all have been promoting one of your newer products called Smart Sky Lite. Tell me why you're going that route and what the market is like for that specific product.
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. It's a very timely question. We have a set of technologies in our network and in the equipment we manufacture that go in the aircraft. And that equipment includes a radio, some cables, and either one or two antennas. It's the same technology, but it's two configurations. If you're on a larger aircraft, let's say midsize up to large cabin, you would go most likely with our flagship configuration, which is a radio and two antennas. If you're on a smaller aircraft, let's say below midsize, small jet, turboprop, and so on, you would go with our light configuration. When you look at the addressable market in the US, there's about 25,000 aircraft between turboprops up to like Boeing business jet. And the majority of those tails are small jet and turboprop, but they're also the least well served and the ones that have the fewest options today. And so we've found that our light product really has created a stir in that part of the market. They've been ignored for so long or poorly served for so long. They are running at us as fast as they can. Our job now is to try to keep up with that demand. So while you see satellite and other options on larger jets, and we have a great story in that space as well. In fact, we complement satellite in those types of large aircraft, where you see very few options and we really don't have very much competition in terms of quality of service is in the small jet and turboprop market. And that's where light fits.
And once again, we are visiting with Smart Sky CEO Dave Helfgott here on AA Amplified, sponsored by Avionics News Magazine. And Dave, what are your customers or other individuals who have tried Smart Sky saying about the in-flight experience?
Yeah, we've had really great feedback. In fact, several of these have been published in either press releases or on our website, but we've had, and no coincidence, these tend to come from the small jet and turboprop market because they are, as I mentioned, largely ignored or underserved to date. And you're talking about two thirds of the addressable market. We had on a Citation CJ3, a pilot owner named Dave Natinsky, not only speak on our behalf at his association, but he came to our trade show at NBAA and for 3 days was at the static display and our booth telling everybody how great the experience was. We actually recorded him talking about it. He was ecstatic. He was able to do, for example, FaceTime calls back to his family while he was flying. And he said there's nothing like it. Another example would be Barry Blackwood, who's a Pilatus PC-12 pilot. Similar type of feedback, just sort of paradigm shifting or mind changing kind of experience while in flight in a small aircraft. Another example just recently was we just had returned to service on King Air 350. And the captain of that aircraft, Greg Mashburn, was also very vocal about how this was a game changing level of service. So that's the kind of feedback we're getting right now. Our challenge is to field the interest as fast as we can.
Let's talk about your dealer network for just a minute. I understand that dealer network is expanding quickly for you. Tell us about how that process is going and what kind of progress is being made in terms of sales.
Yeah, this is that classic inflection point where we're beginning to take off now. I guess pun intended. We have now 27 different installation partners, typically MROs, a few OEMs as well, their aftermarket departments, and that number is growing. They range in expertise from lots of airframe types to very specific types of airframes. So they're all different kinds, from very large to smaller players. And we are moving quickly. Several of them are keeping us very busy. We've had three or four sales in the last 2 weeks with one of them and installations. And so we're running very hard. In terms of STCs, which I know is an important part of this and what the channel really cares about, today we have about 28 either completed or in progress, which will represent almost 14,000 tails by the end of that period when we have completed those SDCs, the ones that are in progress. And that, of course, allows our channel partners to sell more easily and install equipment more freely because they have a wider range of aircraft to choose from. So those two things are really addressable market defining for us. And we've done a great job, I think, really expanding that quickly. In terms of sales, we have a very robust pipeline. We hit an inflection point at NBAA in October. And I think we had 60 sales calls in 3 days, some crazy number like that. It was, and we're still, if you can believe it or not, we're still reacting and responding to that list. We get continuous interest online and through our channel partners. We have a value-added reseller partner in Honeywell, and they are also driving very hard. So we've got our hands full in terms of demand. I don't think we've published any sales numbers, but we are on target for the year already and looking to try to even exceed our plan for the year.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And of course, as the AEA convention is just a few days away, as I mentioned earlier, as we head into that show, does Smart Sky have any sales promotions or rebates going on right now? And if so, what advantages could they provide your customers with?
We do have, actually. And again, that's on our website if anyone's interested. We have several different kinds of promotions, but effectively, aircraft owners can save thousands by upgrading to our system, which is the most advanced air-to-ground system and arguably the most advanced network available to these aircraft today. And so we are giving promotions on equipment rebates, on trade-ins, and on service. And so I would encourage your listeners, if they're interested, to take a look at our website. There's several different promotions going on.
And let me ask you about, I guess, the big picture for Smart Sky. What is the overall vision for your company in both the short term and the long term?
Yeah, the short term is to scale up. That's this year. We have to, the network's finished, but we have a lot of demand coming at us, and we have to build up our ability to respond to that demand. We knew this was coming. It's just we have to get there. And so that'll be the next 6 months. We'll hit our plan this year, and then we'll continue to grow and expand the company in our current market, which is focused largely on business aviation in the United States. In the future, I could see us moving into adjacent markets, either down market towards general aviation and advanced air mobility, or into adjacent geographies with the same type of technology and service. Those are both plans that we have for, let's call it, the near future.
And Dave, I know we'll have close to a couple of thousand avionics professionals at the show here in a couple of weeks, but for those that are going to be in attendance, what's the best way for the attendees to find Smart Sky and contact your team at the AEA convention?
They should definitely come see us. We are at booth 701. Please come by. We'd love to talk to you. AEA is a really important show, really great turnout, and it's great to see everybody when we're there. If they can't come to the show, they should come to our website and contact us through that.
Very good. Well, before we let you go, we got to put you into our lightning round, and that is our final four questions sponsored by Avionics News. We're just simply looking for the first thing that comes to your mind and why you feel that way for each of our final four questions. So we'll jump right into it with number one here. Who has been your most important professional mentor?
That's a tough one. I've been very fortunate. I've had a few. Most important, I would probably say, I'd probably say Ed Horowitz, who was my boss when I was at SES, the satellite operator. I was running their U.S. government proxy company. He was responsible for the U.S. company, and we worked very closely together. Very smart man and really good mentor.
All right, very cool. Number two, what is one lesson your career has taught you that you think everyone in aviation should learn at some point in their life?
So many answers. I would say persistence, stubborn persistence is the key. Things never go as fast as you hope they will, especially in aviation, as we all know, is a very complex, very regulated industry. But you just never stop. Keep pressing forward, keep counting the small victories, and you'll make progress.
All right. And number three, what keeps you up at night?
Well, I am a New York Giants football fan, so that's part of it. I would say it doesn't make me nervous, but something that makes me very interested is new developments in sort of wireless and mobile communications, and making sure that we, Smart Sky, are anticipating and positioning ourselves successfully as we move forward into the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, I love the sports analogy there at the beginning with the Giants fan. I sleep well at night because the Chiefs are the two-time defending Super Bowl champions, and that is right here in the AEA's backyard. So anyway, I digress. I'm sorry about that, Ed. Just had a little fun there. Number four, if you could turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to invest in Microsoft and Apple. You know, I would probably say never stop learning. That's the most important thing in this job. There's always something new to learn. There's always somebody new to teach you. Always try to expand what you know and never stop learning.
Absolutely. Lifelong learning. I couldn't agree more with that. And you know what? That's what the AEA convention is all about, is that professional development and lifetime learning. So Dave, thanks so much for joining us. As you noted, your team will be at booth number 701. At the AA convention in Dallas. So everybody stop by and make sure you speak to Dave and his team. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't covered so far?
No, I think you guys have it. Please come visit us at the show.
Sounds good. Well, all right, folks, before we let you go, just don't forget to register for the AEA convention in advance. And you can also see the complete training schedule. More than 100 hours of training courses are available. 2 days full of a sold out exhibit hall. So we cannot wait to see all of the avionics professionals from around the world. We have folks that will be representing more than 20 countries in attendance. So certainly an international flavor. And again, that's March 19th through the 22nd. You can register for the show. You don't have to wait on site to do it. Do it in advance so you're not waiting in line. You can get all of that done at aea.net/convention. And also, don't forget, as spring is approaching here in North America, we do have several upcoming avionics courses available over the next several months at AEA headquarters in Lee Summit, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. Seating is limited for each of those classes, so please check out the course schedule, and you can save your seat by enrolling at aea.net/training. And then finally, don't forget about the AEA jobs board. It's got lots of career opportunities. Many of them have been recently posted. Jobs available throughout the entire country. So explore where you may land next at your career path at aea.net/jobs. And that's going to wrap it up for today. We hope you can join us again soon for another episode of AEA Amplified, sponsored by Avionics News, the AEA's monthly magazine available in print, online, and mobile apps for iOS and Android devices. You can check it all out at avionicsnews.net. Thanks again to SmartSky CEO Dave Helfgott for being our guest today. And until next time, here on the AEA Amplified, for our producer-engineer Aaron Ward, this is your host, Jeff Hill, wishing you blue skies ahead. So long, everybody.